These are the headline stories from newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 18, 1918. A government dispatch to the local newspapers indicated that Sergeant William Meister has been severely wounded in fighting in France. The 20-year-old Elgin boy was stated to be recovering from his wounds as much as he could and was said to be whole. The news did not dismay his family, who, according to a sister-in-law, had recently received a letter reportedly written by William indicating he was likely to have to be hospitalized for 2 months and was indeed whole. The sister-in-law indicated that whole meant he'd not lost a limb or an eye. The LGA Club of Girls signed the Patriotic Pledge, which many groups are completing. In addition to some 10 girls of the club who will be signing letters, these letters are intended for soldiers in training at Camp Grant in Rockford who have no one to correspond with while they're in training. Humor and pathos can still find their way into the stories of war. Frank Westerman, a part of the Elgin group recently in training at Camp Grant, was delayed from leaving with others, moving to that camp to further training in Waco, Texas. Seems Westerman, a man well over 6 feet tall, was retained as a tailor was called to prepare a uniform for his travels. Robert Stewart had enlisted in the Navy last fall. He'd not been called to duty, so he'd made plans for a 2-month-long sojourn to the Blue Ridge Mountains. He received his notice to report for duty, and the Blue Ridge will have to wait. Directors of the Elgin Patriots Fund denied funding the Women's Committee of the State Council of National Defense. It was a requested appropriation of $333. A sum of just over $100 was approved. Then H.D. Hemmons, who denied the full appropriation to the women, suggested the men of the committee make up the difference, whereupon the committee offered $225 from their own pockets to fund the women's request. These are the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.